Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T, and I'm accompanied here today with my beautiful wife, Claudia Renee. And we are ready to proceed with Lesson 214, A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson 214. We are in review, and if you're looking at the CIMS edition, we're on page 338 in the workbook. And this is the last part of the last review in part one in the workbook lessons. And we have about a week left of reviews as we get to Lesson 220. About this time next week, and then we will be ready to start part two in our workbook in A Course in Miracles. So before we get started, let's join together and take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. And so we begin. Lesson 214. I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I place the future in the hands of God.
The past is gone. The future is not yet. Now am I freed from both. For what God gives can only be for good. And I accept but what he gives as what belongs to me.
I am not a body. I am free, for I am still as God created me. I place the future in the hands of God. Again, let's take a good deep breath and join together in a moment of silence. The future. A tricky deal indeed, because it is what consumes most all of our daily thoughts. Imagine a mind that has thousands of thoughts every day, thousands, literally. And most of them are repeats, if you will. Most of them are very subtle. We're just looking around and having these thoughts and doing what we do as we navigate our day. And most of the events of our day have been foretold by us. We get up, we have a certain way of doing things when we wake up every day, and day to day we pretty much map it out. And then, unfortunately, we kind of become attached. And so when things don't work out the way we expected, something unexpected happens, a phone call, a visitor, a notification from some authority that we've given some power to, and suddenly we are out of accord. We are disturbed. We are not sure. Because the ego mind spends almost all of its time planning for the future. It looks at the past and it says, oh, this is the way things were, so this must be the way things are going to be. And we could call this the known. We could say we know the past as an ego mind. We're pretty sure. However, don't get two or three people to, you know, witness to what you think your perception is about any event. That's why eyewitnesses are such poor testaments to what's really happening. But we all believe that we see things the same way, but we absolutely do not. And we filter everything we experience through the lens of our mind. Wouldn't it be great if we could just say, you know what? I don't have to worry about the future anymore, because that is the ego's main activity, is to be concerned, to be in worry. And looking at the past, it predicts the future. We can be concerned about the weather. We can be concerned about, you know, the money, our bank account. We can be concerned about our relationships. We can be concerned about our body, its health, its youth and vigor, We can be concerned about so many things, and we can look at around us, and there they are, almost staring back at us day in and day out. This lesson is literally saying, I have a choice. I place the future in the hands of God. I give up thoughts about the future. And that is a high call, but you are 2/3 of the way through the workbook lessons. So you got to be prepared for a little challenge every now and then as we continue to go deeper and deeper into the grasp of what this teaching is about. This is a holy teaching of truth, and only the truth is true. That truth is quite simply that we have created a mind, as a split off, separated self that believes it is what we are. It is not. It believes it is who we are. It is not. It's like a hypnotist, and it keeps us hypnotized into thinking that we are what it tells us that we are, but it is not what we are. We are as God created us. We are as God created us to be. We are not bodies. We are not the ego, and we are free as soon as we're willing to accept it. And this entire course is really only designed for you to begin to accept that simple truth. We are as God created us to be. We are spirit. We are one with the mind of love. We are love. And we don't have to worry about anything, past or future. Our focus, our purpose, and our function is to be present in this moment and to be the vessel, the conduit, the channel for the voice of love, and to allow that voice to become expressed through us. The past is gone. The future is not yet. Now I am free from both.
And so that parentheses in time between past and future is now, is the holy instant. God is a now system, and in that now system, there is timelessness and changelessness and eternity. And that is, I believe, what we experience in that holy now instant, which is becoming increasingly more and more our practice, more and more the realization of that's where our freedom is, that's where our peace is, that there is, in letting go of past, which for me tends to be connected more with regrets and blame, and future, which tends to be connected more with fear and worry of what will be, will I be safe? And I think even particularly in this now, in 2020, you know, we're in the last day of July or August 1st, you know, what will happen? What will happen with our economy? What will happen with COVID? Will there be a vaccine? Will we be healthy? Will we be safe? Will we be able to make a living and connect with our brothers and sisters again? I mean, there's just a lot of what ifs and concerns, and we can tap into a culture that opinionates about everything. What will be? And as Tony said, you know, taking what has been and projecting it into what will be. How uncomfortable we humans tend to be with the unknown, with the sense of unknowing, which is why one of my teachings is that I'm on a need-to-know basis. If I had known some of the guidance that was given me, you know, if I had seen the full picture of what it would be, would I walk down that path? And many times the answer is no, even though clearly it was the path I was to take. And so there is inherent in this lesson the cultivation of an absolute trust in God. In God we trust. In the universe we trust. In spirit we trust. And not in what the conditions of the world would say. And this is what I believe, you know, our practice is. There's a great deal of allowance and acceptance and humility connected with this practice. But I think truly it's trust, trusting God, trusting all as well. I place the future in the hands of God. To spirit, there is no future or past. I'm not a body. I am free. I'm free in this now moment as spirit because that is how God created me. I implicitly trust God. I implicitly trust the benevolence of this universe connected in this oneness with the mind and heart of God and all that is.
I want to read to you from the second paragraph in Lesson 194.
Yeah.
And just, if you can take this in, this absolutely is life-changing.
Mm.
But this really describes what this is all about, very simply. This idea of placing the future in the hands of God. Jesus tells us quite simply, accept today's idea and you have passed all anxiety, all pits of hell, all blackness of depression, thoughts of sin and devastation brought about by guilt. Accept today's idea and you have released the world from all imprisonment by loosening the heavy chains that locked the door to freedom on it. You are saved, and your salvation thus becomes the gift you give the world because you have received. I am not a body. I am free. For I am still as God created me. I place the future in the hands of God.
The past is gone. The future is not yet. Now am I freed from both. For what God gives can only be for good, and I accept but what he gives as what belongs to me. I am not a body.
I am free, for I am still as God created me. Thank you for joining us, mighty companions. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will be back tomorrow with another lesson from A Course in Miracles. God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation. For the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send the sea. I said